Greetings. This is CD number one of a two CD set, A Beginner's Introduction to Zen Meditation by Great Cloud, Reverend Tyun Elliston, Abbot of the Silent Thunder Order, headquartered at the Atlanta Soto Zen Center in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Sitting with Sensei consists of three brief pointed talks, in Japanese, Teisho, intended to instruct you in the basic principles of Zen seated meditation, in Japanese, Zazen, and to act as a reminder to the more experienced practitioner of the essential points of practice on the cushion. Each set of instructions is followed by a period of silence, marked by beginning and ending gongs, so that you do not have to be concerned with watching the time. The talks cover the three basic areas of instruction: posture, breath, and attention. Then, more detail is given in each. The first on perfecting the posture, the second on breathing, and the third on attention, how one practices mindfulness on the cushion. Each sitting period with instructions will comprise about 25 minutes. You may choose to stop and do walking meditation between sessions, then listen to the next Teisho on breathing, or return to the CD the next time you sit. When the posture, the breath, and the attention all come together in a unified way, this is the real Zazen, according to my teacher, Matsuoka Roshi. This beginner's introduction assumes that the listener has no prior instructions in Zen meditation, and so will go into the basics of posture, breath, and attention. Refer to the illustrated poster enclosed with your CD for details. CD number two is meant for later use and revisits the basics on an intermediate level. This is one of several aids that are available on Zen Buddhism in daily life and designed for your personal practice. You may find more information about our programs and products at www.ascc.org. The sitting period traditionally begins with three bells. Zazen is seated meditation, sitting upright and still for relatively long periods of time. In doing so, the posture becomes centered and balanced, the breathing becomes deep and calm, and the attention settles into the present moment. In this Teisho, we will concentrate on the posture, more on the breath in the second session, and then attention in the third. The foundation of Zazen is the posture. You may sit on a chair in cross-legged or so-called lotus postures, or kneeling, called seiza in Japanese. The most important aspect of the posture is that we sit upright without slumping or leaning. Sitting on a chair, perched toward the front edge, not touching the back of the chair. Feet should be apart and rest on the floor in a comfortable but stable way. Place a cushion on the chair seat to allow the hips to be higher than the knees so that the legs are not pushing you back. In the lotus posture, sit on a traditional round cushion, zafu in Japanese, or a folded blanket. And cross the legs, with one or both legs pulled on top of the other, depending on your degree of flexibility. Stretching, bicycling, walking, and swimming will all help increase your flexibility. The cross-legged postures are the most stable, as the legs lock into place and help the spine to remain straight and upright. Sit forward on the cushion so that the knees rest on the floor. In the kneeling posture, either straddle the cushion or place it on the heels and sit on it. The variations cause greater stretching on either the knees or the ankles, so it is a good idea to rotate through the variations to remain comfortable. Zazen is the comfortable way. Kneeling or seiza benches are available to fit your body size and some allow adjusting the angle to your comfort. In Soto Zen, we usually sit facing a wall to minimize distractions. You can sit outside, but inside is usually less distracting. Most of us find a quiet spot in a corner and a time of day when we are not likely to be disturbed. We also take care to keep the light and temperature levels moderate, just as we do at the Zen Center. In sitting for long periods of time, it is best to experiment with different postures, cross-legged and kneeling, as well as sitting on a chair to relieve the legs when needed. Eventually, you will develop flexibility in the lower body and find your favorite, most comfortable posture. Work your way up gradually to sitting from half an hour to 40 minutes or so at a time. The cross-legged posture provides a three-pointed base or foundation for sitting, one reason it is preferred. Like a three-legged stool, it is very stable. The most important thing is that the spine, neck, and head be upright and balanced. Arch the lower back forward and pull back on the chin, casting the face slightly downward. This results in a natural S-curve to the spine, rather like a cobra rising from the floor. It is a very powerful and dynamic feeling, not relaxing or slumping. Pulling back on the chin, the teeth come together naturally but should not be clenched. The tongue rests touching the roof of the mouth. It is a bit difficult to swallow, but the need to swallow will diminish. The nose comes in line with the navel, the ears in line with the shoulders. Place the hands palm up on top of the knees or thighs and rock to the left and right a few times, then front and back, and around in a circle. The arc becomes smaller and smaller, like a pendulum coming to rest. This way, you can find the center of your posture, and the weight of the body will distribute evenly around the spine. Let the focus of your effort drop to the lower abdomen, where you will feel strength entering. If you feel it in the upper abdomen, sway back and forth until you feel it sink to the pit of your stomach, like the sand in a sand doll. Eventually, the posture will feel effortless, but in the beginning, you may have to make a great deal of effort. We usually have poor posture, but your body will feel it when it is right. When you feel upright and balanced, shrug your shoulders a few times, pushing them toward your ears and letting them fall of their own weight, and do a few shoulder rolls backwards and forwards. This will relax the tension that naturally builds up in the shoulders and lower neck. Then place your hands one on top of the other, palm up, and thumbs lightly touching, dropped against the lower abdomen on top of your legs. There should be no strain on the arms. All the effort should be in the base of the spine and in the base of the neck. It is as if there are two fists there, one pushing down into the cushion, the other stretching upward from the neck and head. The overall effect is to stretch the spine. It is as if the spine is the mast of a ship with the body draping around it like the sails. The gaze drops to the wall or the floor in front of us, becoming fixed on a point in space, some 3 to 9 feet, in front of us, which is on the other side of the wall. So the eyes are not focused on the wall. The gaze becomes soft and unified, so that we become aware of the entire field of vision, a bit like a large oval shape, looking at everything in its range. Over time, it will adapt, gray out, and other changes will occur which are perfectly natural. The senses of hearing and tactility will likewise adapt and become more or less sensitive than usual as the body adjusts to the posture. The posture should be more like stretching than physical exertion. So this is the Zen meditation or Zazen posture. Breathe deeply and let the attention expand to embrace everything you are seeing, hearing, and feeling. Let thoughts come and go as they will. Let's sit this way for about 20 more minutes, beginning with the bell. When the second bell rings, the first session will be over. In the next segment, we will go into the breath in greater detail. In the third, we will talk more about what we do with the mind. Where do we focus our attention? For now, just put your whole self into this simple act of sitting still and upright. Please relax your legs. Take a deep breath and join us for your next meditation session.